Hey there, agility friend. If you've listened to a few of my podcast episodes, you know that I'm a huge fan of something called growth mindset. You can have access to the best instruction in the world, and you can have the best dog in the world, and the best skills in the world, but if you don't have a solid mindset and approach to the challenges that sport and life are going to toss your way, you're not going to be able to really make the most of all of those bests that you have, you know, best instruction, best dog, best skills, all that stuff. I'm so passionate about the importance of our mindset when it comes to dog agility and really everything in life that I've written an ebook about growth versus fixed mindset, what the hallmarks of those two mindsets are, and how one can really propel you along your agility journey and one may really be holding you back, maybe without you even being aware of it. That ebook is not for sale anywhere, but it is available for free to subscribers of my email list. So if you're curious about what a growth mindset is, what a fixed mindset is, and how to ensure that you've got the right mindset for making the most of your dog agility training and handling journey, head to podcast.theagilitychallenge.com and scroll down till you see the link to subscribe to my email list and get that ebook. It's totally free and it's a game changer. Check it out today at podcast.theagilitychallenge.com. In Daniel Coyle's 18th tip from the Little Book of Talent, he advises us to choose 5 minutes a day over an hour a week. Now, why is this? Well, he says that with deep practice, small daily practice snacks are more effective than once a week practice binges. This has to do with the way our brains grow, incrementally, a little each day, even as we sleep. Daily practice, even for 5 minutes, nourishes this process, while more occasional practice forces your brain to play catch up. Music education pioneer Shinichi Suzuki says to practice only on the days that you eat. It's a good reminder. So how short can these daily training sessions or snacks be? Here's an example from that book, The Little Book of Talent. Hans Jensen, a cello teacher at Northwestern University, provided an example when he taught a time-strapped medical student who wanted to practice only 2 minutes a day. With the student, he worked systematically, breaking down a piece into its component passages. This is a music piece, tackling the toughest ones first. The student was able to learn a complex etude in just 6 weeks. The key, as Jensen said, was total focus and being ruthless about noticing and fixing every tiny mistake from the start. Even Jensen was shocked at how well it went. This brings up an important point. Being ruthless about noticing and fixing every tiny mistake from the start. I've had similar conversations with multiple students over the years on multiple occasions about noticing things. When I ask if they've seen their dog do this or that on a course, they say, no, they're unaware. They're running their dogs, but they're unaware of what the dog is actually doing in that moment. This goes to typically anxieties, which is worrying about the future or being bummed out about something that happened in the past, but not being right there in the present moment. So if you're not watching, if you're not seeing what your dog is doing in response to your cues in that moment, then how are you going to know if your dog is doing what you trained it to do or what you've cued it to do? If you don't know, how will you know if you or your dog made a mistake? The first step to being able to fix a mistake is to notice that it even happened. It's almost more important than anything else. After all, if your handling isn't great, but you're aware of the effects of your handling on your dog's behavior and you see it, you're going to have way more information to work with than a handler that's lucky enough to have a dog who toes the line even when they're not watching. We all know that most of us don't get lucky enough to have that dog, and if we do, it rarely happens twice. So awareness is key. You're much better off being aware, fully present, and in the moment, and seeing what your dog is doing so that you can notice and fix mistakes that you're making with your handling, or so that you can notice and fix mistakes that you've made in your training. And it's important to recognize that nowhere in here am I putting this on the dog. The dog's errors are a result of our training or our handling, so there's no need to be ruthless to the dog. You may need to correct the dog so that they know that they made a mistake, and that you want something different in the future, but that's different than punishment and certainly different than abuse. And remember, what I always like to say is correction is not rejection, but redirection to perfection. So very simple, yes, no, you know, that was good, that was not, moving on. So there's no need to be ruthless to the dog. It is we who must hold ourselves to the highest standards for the sake of our dogs. Because after all, they're going to be happiest and attack their performances with the most zest if we are clear, concise, and communicative. One of the other big advantages of daily 5-minute sessions over weekly binge sessions is that if you practice daily, even for a few minutes, it becomes a habit. The act of practicing, of making time to do it, and to do it well, can be thought of as a skill in itself, and it might be the most important skill of all. And with this, as with all things, you have to give it time. Because remember, according to most research, establishing a new habit can take anywhere from 30 to 60 or 90 days or beyond. So you have to give it time. You have to keep doing it. So with that in mind, do you have 5 minutes a day that you can set aside for focused, purposeful practice and training with your dog? Tune in next time for our next agility challenge tip. And until then, have fun with the previous tips if you're not all caught up with them already.
Thanks for joining me on the Agility Challenge podcast with Daisy Peel. If you'd like to take your agility training, handling, and mental game to the next level, check out that ebook that I mentioned at the top of the episode. You can get it for free at podcast.theagilitychallenge.com. It's not for sale anywhere, and it's only available to subscribers of my email list. Getting on board with the right mindset when it comes to your dog agility handling and training challenges is a game changer. So make sure you check it out.